Once again, you are listening to the 2014 Summer Share-a-thon, and we are delighted to welcome aboard Dr. Bill Fairfelder, president of Belmont Abbey College, a Catholic liberal arts college near Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, Dr. Fairfelder successfully led and transitioned fitness legend York Barbell Company from a manufacturer to a solution-based partner. He was also a principal in Joyner Sports Medicine Institute, which is a physical therapy corporation that he helped conceptualize, found, and develop. He's also served as executive director of the Player Management Group and has helped thousands of athletes, including Olympians and pros, achieve dramatic improvements in their performances. Dr. Fairfelder received his master's and doctoral degrees in sports psychology and human movement from Boston University. He's a licensed psychologist, a former NCAA Division I coach, Olympian, national champion, and a two-time All-American from the University of Maryland. He was a medalist at the 1981 U.S. Track and Field Indoor National Championship, and he's an inductee of the Sports Faith International Hall of Fame. He's a dynamic public speaker and has delivered hundreds of presentations on faith, sports, business, education, and religious freedom, even testifying before U.S. Congress in matters related to religious liberty. He's the author of the book, Less Than a Minute to Go, The Secret to World-Class Performance in Sport, Business, and Everyday Life, with a foreword by Coach Mike Krzyzewski. Once again, we welcome to the 2014 Summer Share-a-thon, Dr. Bill Fairfelder. Welcome.
Well, Steve, thanks so much for having me on the show. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, this is a wonderful opportunity for us. And before we get going, Doctor, I'm going to give out the phone number for our friends to make a pledge of support. It's 1-800-476-3311. Again, 1-800-476-3311 to support Catholic Radio. Well, I mentioned, Dr. Fairfelder, you're a former Olympian, you've been an athlete all your life. How did your Catholic faith play a role in how you approached competition and conducted yourself on the stage as a world-class athlete?
Well, I think in the beginning of life, it's a little less maybe purposeful or directed, at least, you know, when you're the young person. But I was surrounded by very good people. I went to Fordham Prep High School in New York City, and I had a great coach by the name of Joe Fox. And he was a real kind of tough sea captain looking kind of, you know, track coach. But his whole thing about life, which I didn't recognize at the time, was really about, you know, helping men to become really virtuous men and virtuous leaders. And he really did that through his example of not only his own life, but the way that we participated in track and the expectations he had for us and so forth. And then as time went on, you know, you get deeper and you come to understand more and more about your faith and how it applies, especially when you're talking about athletics and participation that I had. So later on, when I was competing towards the time of the Olympics, I was going to daily mass, and I really always had a great trust in divine providence for me and my life and what was happening. And so that always helped me in terms of competing. There was never anything to be nervous about or fearful of, and it was really just a matter of my trying to double the talents that he's blessed me with.
So your relationship with our Blessed Mother, obviously it's been very important over the years. You know, you talk about the trust and the providence, but, you know, obviously you only really discover Christ through our Blessed Mother. So talk to our listeners about your relationship with our Blessed Mother and how that's blossomed over the years.
Well, I was very blessed to be brought up in a Catholic family that was very devout. My grandparents were very devout. You know, the rosary was a normal part of life in our house. And I remember even in my room, and I still actually have the plaque, but there was an icon of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. So that's been with me from the beginning of my life till now. And here I am at Belmont Abbey College, which is a Benedictine college. We have a Benedictine monastery here. And our basilica, which was named a basilica by John Paul II, now St. John Paul II, is Mary Help of Christians. And so the Blessed Mother has been in my life, and I've always just had such a sense of her mantle of protection being around us. So I count on her intercession, and we have a beautiful statue of her in this basilica, and literally she's holding Christ in her arms and she's turned towards his ear, and I believe I see her mouth moving, you know, and I often ask, what is it that I'm seeing there? And what came to me was, these are all the intercessions from all over the world that are being whispered into her son's ear perpetually, and never ending. So I have such great confidence in her care and her protection and her intercession for us.
So when you consider the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Dr. Fairfelder, what emotions come to mind, and how does this help to lead you to her son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Well, she's our role model. I mean, she's the model for knowing how to live and how to act and the kind of faith that we're called to in terms of her relationship with her son. You know, my wife in particular has always had a great devotion to First Fridays, First Saturdays, which everybody knows is honoring the Immaculate Heart and the Sacred Heart. So it's something that from a family standpoint, it's just been part of our lives. It certainly is only growing deeper, as all relationships do over the course of our lives.
Once again, we are speaking with Dr. Bill Fairfelder, the president of Belmont Abbey College near Charlotte, North Carolina, on our 2014 Summer Share-a-thon. That number to call to make a pledge of support once again is 1-800-476-3311, 1-800-476-3311. Doctor, you mentioned the rosary being a big part of life growing up. Do you have a favorite Marian devotion or prayer, or would it be the rosary maybe?
Well, it is, and I'd also say the one that I've adopted that I do no matter what is going on in life is I do the Angelus every day, and I try to do it first thing in the morning, at noon, and at 6 p.m. every evening. I have my watch set, so when it beeps, it kind of reminds me, and usually whoever I'm with, I just ask them to join me, and we do the Angelus, and as you can hear, I probably speak a little bit quickly, being from New York City, and I've often said to people, you know, you realize when you think you don't have time to pray, I think the Angelus takes about 45 seconds to say, you know, so it's not like you're investing a lot of time, but it's worthwhile to do each day because at least for me, it helps to ground me and keep me focused on my purpose and why I'm doing the work that I'm doing. And then every evening, my family, we say the rosary together. And I have 10 children, so we have a pretty big group saying the rosary together each evening. And even when I'm not there, if I'm traveling or I'm late at work or something, I'll even call in on the speakerphone typically and we'll do the rosary that way. So it's something that, you know, it's the old cliche, the family that prays together stays together. And it's certainly true. And I think it also is the family that prays together loves each other in a very profound way.
Well, thank you for that wonderful story and that example. I mean, this is obviously something that all of our listeners out there can be inspired by. You're a very busy man as president there at Belmont Abbey College, and to find the time to pray that rosary every day and pray it as a family, a large family, is truly a blessing. So thank you for your wonderful act of faith and also inspiring our listeners here on Guadalupe Radio. So I mentioned, Dr. Fairfelder, that the theme for the Share-a-thon is the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. When you contemplate the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, what words and emotions come to your mind?
Well, it's like almost going back to the Angelus, and the Word became flesh. That you can say those words very quickly, and the Word became flesh. I mean, what are we saying? God, the Alpha and the Omega, the God actually has become flesh. And through Jesus Christ, when I contemplate his Sacred Heart, I'm contemplating the ultimate love, you know, the ultimate sacrifice. His love is a burning love that is beyond comprehension. And so it's available to me, and all he's asking is for me to accept him. I don't have to do much more than say, come to me, and he does. And so that Sacred Heart is, it's an inspiration, and it's, I guess, a reminder for me each day as I see the Sacred Heart. We have at home, we're consecrated to the Sacred Heart. We have an icon up and a picture of the Sacred Heart in actually many rooms in the house. And that just reminds us of, again, why we're here, what's our purpose, the kind of love that we're called to within our families, you know, for our spouses, for our children, for our neighbors, friends, even for the stranger. And that's the kind of love we're called to.
Dr. Fairfelder, in the last minute or two here, anything to share with our listeners, maybe something that you have done in your lifetime, a prayer, a practice, some charitable behavior that's helped you grow closer to Jesus through Mary?
I'd offer two things, especially for those in today's world. Everybody's very busy and everybody's running and we got lots of things going on. And sometimes we don't feel like we have a time for a holy hour. We don't have, you know, maybe all the time to be able to do the things we'd like to do or have the kind of retreat we'd like to have. But it's very easy to say, thank you, Jesus. And I mean, say thank you, Jesus, for everything. So you spill the coffee on your lap. Thank you, Jesus. You win the lottery. Thank you, Jesus. You bang your head. Thank you, Jesus. In other words, it's 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It's that we're thankful in all things, not some things, but in all things. And I think by doing that, by saying thank you, Jesus, by contemplating Mary in terms of how she brings us closer to Jesus, I would just recommend to you to follow John 2:15, which is, do whatever he tells you. It's probably five of the most powerful words in Scripture. Do whatever he tells you. And we couldn't do better than take that advice. And if we do, the last one I'd leave you to say is, not only is there thank you, Jesus, that you can repeat, which is very quick and very easy, and you can do it all day long, but there's also Jesus, I trust in you. And that is one where when people are feeling anxious or worried or whatever the concern might be, I recommend to you, continue to repeat, Jesus, I trust in you, and think about what you're saying, and I guarantee you that very quickly, whatever you are concerned about, worried about, will diminish, and you'll be freed up to actually reflect well on what you should do and how you should proceed in life.
Excellent advice from Dr. Bill Fairfelder, president of Belmont Abbey College, joining us on our 2014 Summer Share-a-thon here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Wonderful advice. Thank you, Jesus, and Jesus, I trust in you, something we all need as a way to get through our day and give all the praise to God for the tough moments and for the victories. Thank you again, Dr. Fairfelder. God bless you and all your courageous work. God bless you and your family as well.
Thanks, Steve, to you and all your listeners and all the good work you have going there. God bless you.
The number to call to make that pledge of support once again is 1-800-476-3311, 1-800-476-3311. 3311. You're listening to the 2014 Summer Share-a-thon.